course, is a place where you can eat with bolita, sitting at this table with this furniture, with this fork, spoon, bread, with this atmosphere. But the restaurant Burde, Trattoria da Burde, can be divided in a process. The process of the ribollita can be served, depicted and sold in a web service like an NFT, like a TikTok movie, can be shipped to your house. This is the delivery service we made for during Christmas, including a bottle of wine. Or can be cooked in a restaurant. This is Borgo Ignazia in Puglia. It's one of the first time luxury resort that asked our ribollita for a week during the last winter. So we go there, we teach the staff to prepare our ribollita, and then they serve for a week our ribollita. Which one of these is Burde, is my restaurant? Which one of these is the ribollita? It's not only the ribollita served at my table, but it can be divided in different services. So the restaurant, the activity of putting food in front of people, is no more a place, is a process of delivering. That's an innovation of thinking about how we serve people, how we meet the request of our people, and of course included also wine. Because in this, of course, if you enjoy a good ribollita, good traditional food of Florentine culture, probably you will need a wine, a Tuscan wine, but probably that wine can be shipped by me, but another company. And the shipping of this wine can be related to my ribollita or can be divided from my ribollita. It doesn't matter. The most important is that I can meet your demand of ribollita, and then I can deliver to your door, and probably with other services. This is good, but if you look at totally different environment, there is a Pepsi has developed the Pepsi Place. Pepsi Place is a way of selling Pepsi, in which Pepsi sell. You're thirsty, you need a bottle of Pepsi, but then he say, okay, you want also something with the Pepsi. Here is not written with if you Burger King or McDonald's or whatever. It simply ask you if you want to get with your Pepsi some food and some side dish with your food. All of this layer is a different supplier from Pepsi. So is no more a restaurant in which you drink Pepsi, but you drink Pepsi and you get the food with it. It is divided in more in different suppliers. So you can be a distributor of Pepsi, but you can also want someone that fry potatoes or specialize in chicken wings and some other things. In the next year, you will see that if you look at the Horeca, hotel, restaurant, catering as a place, is not appropriate to approach the market, because the Horeca, it will be a process. If you hear the consumer that we hope is still hungry and thirsty, it will be served by dark kitchen. You know what a dark kitchen is? Is a kitchen that prepares food, but not for direct selling, only for shipping, for delivery. So you got less cost for producing the food, you got no service, no price for waiter. It's simply put in some boxes and then the rider take to the customer. The dark kitchen can be equipped with drones. Almost 0.5% of the food that we buy, actually we eat, can be prepared from a machine. So that kitchen, room run by robotic kitchen, or dark groceries. Dark groceries is like a retail store of where you can buy fruit, vegetables, butter, bread, but also you don't have a public access. You only have rider. So it can be put outside center, can be put where it's easier, cost less the rent. and it can be sorted with some automatic machine. So the customer can have access to a lot of goods, including the included wines, of course, directly on a single app, and you can receive different products to compose a meal, a dinner, or whatever. Of course, this can be expanded because we have Amazon still have already have robotic warehouses. All of these things can be think local, but also a little bit more different if you think a giant robotic warehouse, and then you can serve also other cities with drones. Okay, we're talking about not long time future, but okay, you have to imagine the wine in this process. So the wine is a component of this. So if you want your wine to be at the table of this consumer, you have to be in a dark groceries, or you have to be to have a contract with a dark kitchen, and you have to be able to be managed by drone and other deliver. So it is an example in is deliver that is in London, but in Rome, in Italy, Amazon is starting to deliver the fresh goods directly to your door in 30 minutes or 1 hour from the. So it really everything else is the automation in this sector is very high. And what is happening? Is happening a phenomenon is called unbundling. The bundle is one service that put together. It's like when you get mobile internet, home internet, television. That is a bundle. No, a bundle is a summatory of services all put together. What is happening in the Oreca, in the restaurant hall, is the unbundling. So we are dividing the place where you find a product, the place where you actually buy the product, the place where you go for having a shopping experience, and the place of the counter. Let's think about wine. Is a shop is a place where you look at the bottle, you see the label, you meet the producer. Can be a retail shop, but can be also, we see e-commerce, Amazon Marketplace, Vivino, Vino.com, whatever e-commerce you can take. And this is a place where the people take a look for the first time probably at your wine. Then it is one, of course, that there have to be points of permanence, place like restaurant, like wine bar, where the people need for some kind of gratification. Of course, it's easy to buy online, but sometimes you need to talk with people, like in a wine shop. No, you ask for advice, you confront yourself with the shop owner, and then a counterpoint. A counterpoint is a restaurant and bars where actually they serve this wine and you meet other people. So these are, they used to think as a restaurant, as a place where you buy food and drink, or a wine shop, a place where you buy wine. But nowadays, the wine shop is a summatory of elements. Each of these elements can be divided. So the same shop can be only a shop, online shop, can be a point where you purchase, but can also be a point where you remain, and a place where you meet other people. But it doesn't mean that if you're not at a counter point, you can still make business even only being a shop. Simply selling the wine or selling that food, selling the ribollita. So we have to start thinking about a very different way of selling and buying the goods from the people nowadays. Because, or let's say, the, I don't know if it is in Slovenia, in Italy there is wine delivery. Wine delivery is a service of delivery wine at your door that ships the wine at your door in 30 minutes at the correct temperature. So if you order a Prosecco, it arrives chilled. If you order a glass of red wine, it arrives 12 or 14 temperature. They ship to your door. If you need a glass, they provide you a glass. If you need ice, they provide you ice. But the important is that you need the wine, you order and arrive directly for the So it doesn't mean that you don't have to store, you don't have to buy. You decide not to go outside. You decide to put a pizza in the oven. In the time the pizza is from the fridge is ready, it arrives the wines. It's very interesting. That is a place where you, it's a shop, and the points of permanence, it's your home. It's not a restaurant, it's not a wine shop. So nowadays the world is very interesting and also difficult to interact with, because there's a lot of way, and investing in a delivery service can be a good idea, because we can meet some demand of our customers. Let's make another step. You know that all are talking about the metaverse, no? They're talking about this wonderful place where you can meet other person. We can, of course, during the pandemic, it was we used Zoom, Teams, we chat, we got the video. Horizon Worlds is made from Facebook, from Meta, and it's a place where you, until now, you had to wear your Oculus glasses. You are an avatar, and this world you can meet people. What it means to me, they are producing the wine. In this world, people meet in places they are more or less restaurant. People meet together, discuss together, similar to the reality. And actually, it's a place where you can make advertising, when food and wine can be present. You can meet people here, you can think about drinking some kind of wine, some kind of food, and you can order on the metaverse, and you have delivered at your door. Your avatar will deliver the bottle, the food, or whatever, but you, physical person, will receive at your door. In this moment, it's possible. So the same thing that happens in the metaverse can happen to your home. Or you can simply buy in the metaverse and then have some other version of the same things delivered at your door. There are a lot of investment in the metaverse, not only in Meta. I don't know if you, probably you know Fortnite, no? The shooter, the Fortnite, do you know Fortnite? Is okay. In Fortnite there's a lot of advertising. There is the Wendy, there is McDonald's, Burger King, that they make some digital stores. Your avatar interact, but the important for them is that they can also give you some goods, some bonus points, so that you can spend in the physical reality or in with your avatar on Fortnite. In this Roblox is quite like Fortnite, but for younger, even younger people. In Italy, Torlo has made a magazine, web-based. They produce material about wine and food, and they put here in this world. So you visit Roblox and you find some content about wine and food. There is branded content. You know, branded content when you pay some magazine to talk about your products, and this content is not show like advertising. It show like a content that can be played. You can have some relation with this non-physical world. Imagine that you work with Torlo, the name of this magazine. It's a video magazine. You can make a short video of your wine. So your wine will be remain in this metaverse, and when people visit that specific area of the metaverse, meet your wine. Look at your label, probably you got interested in tasting it, and then you can process the acquisition of the wine here and deliver it to your door. There can be something that can be possible, and will be possible. Of course, actually, you cannot drink in the until now in the in the metaverse, but your avatar can, and the physical part of you can. Remember that the new generation, including you, I think you are not able to divide reality from it's pretty the same thing. So the thing that you look at that happens in the metaverse in some kind of way happens also in the reality and vice versa. So it can be some kind of science fiction to make some investor in the metaverse. But this is another example. One friend of us from Pierpaolo and me has developed Vinofila. Vinofila is a metaverse where you have your own avatar. You can visit. These are Zach Wayne Fager. You go over there, look at video, meet people, discuss about business. You can make a presentation. Is an environment in which you can find information and trade about wine. Think about NFIT. Together with Omnichannel, NFIT, non-fungible tokens, a blockchain, is the other topic that everyone is discussing at this moment. I don't know if you are confident or you know what NFIT is. It's like kind of when you buy some share for a company, no? If you buy some shares of Apple also, okay, NFT is you can buy a digital coin with your Bitcoin or Ethereum. You have imagine that I don't know if any of you has a digital wallet. I don't have. If you have some Bitcoins or Ethereum, it means that you have some money in digital way. And the traceability of this money is based on a blockchain. So there is a blockchain in which is written that money belongs to you. This money you can use to buy something and you can buy NFT. NFT, there are some token. They are not fungible, so you're not. If you buy a token of a famous paint or a statue or a dress, you don't actually buy that dress, that painting, that statue, but you can have some rights on use that statue, that painting on the metaverse, and you can. If it's included in the NFT, you can have some amenities from this NFT. Let's say some example. But before, the all of NFT, a blockchain business, was worth $50 million last year, 2020. 21 or 40 billions. That means a huge amount of money. Probably the never in the history of the world history there was so amount of money available for purchasing. A lot of this money comes from not so clear, not so traceable operations. So it's to say because why people invest in blockchain NFT? Because they don't have to tell the state or the taxes that they have this money. All of this money are not traceable by the government. So you have to, you can make whatever you want with this money, and no government can make you pay taxes on this because everything is written on the blockchain. It's almost a revolution of how people spend money and will spend money. So art, fashion, fashion was the first to you know that always art is. A lot of modern art, contemporary art, are buy and sold in cash, not in credit card or bank transfer. So it's a good the opportunity similar to which the wine are using. Italian wine keep to bank are in this moment is going to the winery and say, okay, I buy 10,000 of your Brunello, your Barolo, your Chianti Classico, your best wine. I will pay 5,000 of this bottle, I will pay you with regular money. The other, I will pay you in NFT. So the amount of money is the same, but I don't actually give you your money. I give you these non-fungible tokens that every time you want, you can convert in models. So I buy an NFIT of Brunello Montalcino of Argiano, just to name a famous winery that is in Wine Crypto Bank. And if I buy an NFT of Argiano, I don't actually have a model of that wine. I spend 200 euros for NFT. In the physical world, I'm the owner of one bottle of that wine. In the reality, I can change, I can have my bottle if I decide to sell my NFT. But why I don't want to sell? Because now I pay 200 euros. In 5 years or 10 years, that bottle of wine can be worth more. So if I keep my NFT, that's like a share in Apple, no? 20 years ago, 30 years ago, a share in Apple worth almost nothing. Now you are rich if you are 10 share of Amazon. Just like this way, it's a way of investing in wine without having the bottle. I told you before, Elon Musk or other multi-millionaire owner of the world, it doesn't need to have the physical bottle. He need to have the property or the future property of some models. When he need, he can trade his NFT of using that bottle. Talking about another activity, Poggio Morelli is a small winery in Chianti Classico. He's selling wine to people that have crypto values. They have some money in, and what is he actually giving? Is that not giving anything? He's giving some bottle that sooner or later these people can go there and collect, and access to the wine club. Why is important? Because there is really a lot of money in crypto, in blockchain and crypto values, but people doesn't know how to spend. No? These are money that comes from sometimes not legal activities, or money that they don't want to show to the government, and they want to spend this money. So they buy digital representation of cats, or art, or dresses, and they can change, sometimes they can change these things that they buy on the metaverse in something real. It's really interesting because the money are really a lot. So if you produce a good that can be buy with crypto values, can be a good opportunity. And there's another project that I'm starting to develop. I want to sell a bistecca to plate in my restaurant to the people that own a special NFIT. So if people buy an NFT or Chianti Classico or Rosso di Montalcino, they get some bottiglia di Rosso di Montalcino, but they get the possibility of eating a bistecca with that bottiglia in my restaurant. So I get some money for selling this NFIT. Then I get people coming to my restaurant. One of them will eat the steak and the wine for free. But the people that are coming with him, they will pay the meal. So I have to give a bottle of wine and produce the bistecca, but I have pre-sold this wine and this food. So it's actually a way of selling before some goods that people they will need. So it's actually really like a share. No, you buy a share in Apple, in Facebook, in Google, in Porsche or whatever, and then you can decide in the future to have some money back or some goods back from this. This is very interesting, and nowadays the e-commerce will be very all of the e-commerce, not all the wine commerce, is shaken by the advent of this kind of way. So you're young, so probably in your life you will meet a lot of NFTs, a lot of money with the crypto chain. Probably your first contract, big contract we have, include some values, some NFTs, so you have to a little bit start studying this particular kind of economy. Last month I was in Italy, a Netcom conference in Milano, and I got some interesting data. They're worth for the Italian market, but they're not so much different from the average Europe. Every year, the e-commerce grows on average 10%. So it is. It seems, of course, during the pandemic, the increase was about 30-40%, but of course it was something special. But is really steady and a big increase. It would mean that in 10 years we had almost more than two times the bottle we are selling now in internet. There will be double or triple times the bottle. In a typical environment, in some years you have to feel that the business to consumer product sales in Italy will be one third of the market. So one third of the bottles of your winery in 10 years will be sold online. This online means from the e-commerce, marketplace, wine delivery, technical, so in all the way, including direct from your seller. Okay, so let's start to think about the one third of your production will be sold online. It's not it's a big revolution compared to the past. That means that 30% it changed everything we know about how we sell wine, because it will change the logistics, the prices, the control of the price control will be the most important. The visit at the vineyard and all the physical experience in the shops, it will be totally different. They will be subsidiary to the digital. Nowadays, the digital is like an addition to the normal way of buying something. In the future, will be the opposite. First, you will buy something on the online, and then you will make experience of it. There will be a lot of transparency of the price. There will be some different model of collecting goods. Now we think about delivery, we think about the Amazon lockers, so now you will find some fuel station, but there will be drones, flying drones, or robotized machine. The delivery is another world that will change a lot. And if you think about franchise, you normal commercial chains, it will change everything. So in 10 years, the market will be very different from now. Other interesting, as Pierpaolo said before, a lot of purchases will be carried out by smartphone. We are talking about Italy and Europe. In China, all of the purchases online are made by iPhone. No one has a laptop, no one has a desktop computer. And everything that is bought with a smartphone, two-thirds of everything that is bought with a smartphone go to pure players. The pure players are shops that are only online. So not, in Slovenia, the retail chains, they are more famous, but we are talking not about that, pure place. So pure place means marketplace that exists only on the internet. And two-thirds of these two-thirds are Amazon. So people online buy two-thirds of what is buy online is by bought on Amazon. Only one-third go to pure player. E-commerce will be concentrated. So in this moment there is still some place for the people to have. Let's think about your phone. Look at your phone. I don't know how many app of e-commerce you have. I don't know how many how many things you shop on the internet. Probably you have Amazon and probably one or some other. Some for fashion, but you have Yux, Shine, I don't know what, but usually I'm really concentrated. They're not place for a lot of them. Zalando, Shine, these are, Shine is probably you don't have heard about, it's coming from China, is for fast market, for fast fashion, for buying like H&M, and is very smart, easy. It's like Amazon for fashion, but it works really well. It's growing grocery, you say now grocery, so fruits, food in general. It's growing a lot also on accessories, everything for the home. Electronics and fashion is growing, but less. It means that the plateau for computer and everything, it was the first, I call them pioneers. Pioneers because if you remember, the first thing you bought online probably was a computer, or was a cloth, or was a ticket for travel. Those are the pioneers. Now, with the pandemic, we started to buy also other things. The competition now is not on what you are selling, but how do you put together the things. So if you put together the buying or something and delivery, if you are differentiate yourself from others, there is a lot of competition at this moment. But if you look at from the point of view of the winery, of the people that are producing something, of course, in the more store you are with your product, with your wine, with your service, the more likely that someone will buy you. So in this moment, we say the omnichannel, not model. The more widely available your wine, your product, your service, the better. The important is that in the digital world, the bottle doesn't have to be actually everywhere. It can be only your cellar or in some warehouse, but in that moment can be available to all the world. So compared to the physical market, being in the digital is easier, because the bottle doesn't actually move from your cellar until it's sold from someone else. And Netcom, I'm a huge fan of aerobics, so anything I think about a crystal ball, I think about this picture. This is Eddie that is trying to see the future. And so Netcom has said some trends. Live streaming e-commerce. It was some months ago everyone was talking about live streaming e-commerce. What means that you are the television sales, no? You watch a channel on TV, people are talking about jewelry, mattress, furniture, you see the price, you make the phone call and you buy. Okay. On e-commerce, if you look at some live stream on Instagram, also Facebook, on some of these, there is a possible, as Paolo said before, to buy that thing that you are seeing, in that moment. You are watching a sommelier or a vineyard, is drinking a wine, and you say, oh, I want that wine. You click and then you have delivered to your door. This is live streaming e-commerce. Probably it will be important for cosmetics, kitchen, pots. It will not be useful for everything. So live streaming e-commerce, it seems that it will be revolutionary, but it doesn't looking at Europe. If you are looking at China and half of the rest of the world, so not little, but okay, this moment it doesn't interest so much. It's not so interesting, not for the majority, but because if you want to make a really interesting live show, it does cost a lot of casting, you have to choose the actors or people that can actually drink and talk about your wine in a good way. You have to bring people to look at that show. It's not so easy to have 1,000 person looking at your show. Probably everyone that look at your show about wine, we buy a wine more easily than other average consumer. But think about putting a live show for selling a wine is not so interesting. Social commerce is another thing. What is social commerce? Is probably if you look at your Instagram, there is a lot of some usually during last winter I got a device that is connected to a shark, so anywhere I can know where my shark in the world is. So I receive a bracelet with a shark and it's connected with a GMS position of the shark. Okay, for that thing is a social commerce. So I saw something on a photo, on a video, on Instagram, and I want to buy. Is every time you say it's a great future for the social commerce, but and still is not really a lot. In reality, people probably they discover, but even if you think at your experience, probably you are looking at the social media, looking at TikTok, Instagram. You had a look at the wine, the clothes, pair of shoes, and you want to buy the pair of shoes, but you don't buy in that post. You look on Amazon or Google for that pair of shoes and then you buy. So Instagram is important for the discovery of a product, including your product, but the product has to be available outside. We experienced also with our delivery service. We have on our social network with a lot of advertising to making people know what we are cooking. On Tuesday we made meatballs. Okay, we put the bottle of the meatballs, the button to order the meatball, but no one actually push that button. The people prefer to probably they look at the meatballs on our social network, but then they phone us to okay, I want a meatball, or they send an email. But really, it's important to be discovering, but it doesn't work as an e-commerce on the social. It's useful for an NGO's fundraising. If you have to, if you are an NGO, so if you work with aiding other people, refugees or elder people, that can be because people have, when you see some photos that brings some emotion to them, say, okay, let's contribute. So probably they gave you 10 euros for your cause, but actually it's difficult to buy some goods. Be aware that the Gen Z, so your generation probably, Gen Z are people actually a little bit younger than you, but people that are, they were born from the 2000 on, I don't know which are, 2000, okay, so perfectly, you are Gen Z. Gen Z, everywhere you see the Gen Z is the most purpose-driven generation ever. What it means, purpose-driven? What means that you are supposed to buy because you care about the environment, you care about the future, you care about Earth, you care about other people, and not for the price. It's a bit naive to think like that, but in all the communication speaking, we say that Gen Z will be purpose driven and more bound to this thing. But in reality, I don't think so. The price is still one of the most important driver. Now again, shine. Nothing is. You can buy fashion, fast fashion. It got nothing to do with the environment. Every item that is bought on this app, it goes a lot. It's terrible for the impact on the environment. So if Gen Z is really so purpose-driven, why every one of them buy a clothes using a net like this. So, as every time, probably there are more differences inside the generation G. You are six person from the generation Z, all of you is different in behavior of buying more different between you than me and some of you. So it's not so easy to make a general rule. The important is not try to sell to Gen Z. The important is to have a extreme personalization. So that is important. So whatever is your product, to be personalized to the customer you have in mind, or can be the perfect for your product. Of course, another thing that always we heard in this presentation is to be premium, no? We have to raise price to differentiate ourselves. It's not always true. Not always it doesn't always work that way. In the wine sector, of course, going premium is important, because we are people. It's better if you pay more for one bottle. It's better to pay to buy to sell one more expensive bottle than two, three cheaper bottles. But not every time. Just to make a case study, no? Everyone, you have heard about natural wine. In this moment, everyone is buying, they say they are buying natural wines. Natural wines is an interesting case study, because it got everything we said this morning condensed. Communication on the channel, in this moment we have movies, short videos, photo, face, everyone is in an e-shop dedicated to the only for natural wine, distributors that sell only natural wine, the only channel communication and distribution. New wine styles, from pet nut to other wines that we never heard about. Labels, the labels totally different from the classical chateau label or brand label. The seals, which is the wok, were not used so intensively the woks until now. New shape of bottles, use of amphora identification. The communication of the winery is consumer oriented. They write in a simple way to be understood that every of the producer, not only from the expert. The phrase of the natural wine are not huge castle. I don't know if any of you has visited Vinitaly in Italy, no? You know that it is a big warehouse and there is some castle built to impress people. The wine, natural wine face is totally the opposite. It's a simple bench with something spit and nothing else. No brochure, no nothing else. The most important thing is
that something you can buy directly.
Something you can buy directly. The wine has to be drinkable. The first thing is not better than good and wonderful and complex. It has to be drinkable. It has to be easy to drink, easy to communicate. They developed new words, new lexicon. But another really interesting, the prices. I'm not talking about low prices in general, but compared to the best wine, traditional wine, the best natural wines cost half. Let's compare to buying the Tignanello of natural wine. It doesn't cost you 100 euros, it costs you 20, 30. Of course, so it's important the purpose-driven way of buying wine, but also the question of price, it doesn't have to be forgot. I leave you with some numbers. This is the pace of viewing of wine industry, 4%. Online sales by 2030, 20% of wine energy will be online compared to 2% before pandemic. So it's not only pandemic, is a steady pace of growing. The main buyer at this moment for the online sale, of course, are the millennials. Millennials are people that was born from 1980 to 1990, more or less. And 80% of wine is consumed outside the store. So inside the home, inside another occasion. This is United States. Your retailers, that means the physical wine shop in America, one or two of them also sell on the marketplace, Amazon and other platform. In Europe, even more. So in Europe, even more, everyone that has a retail shop has sells also wine in. These are some numbers for Slovenia. The average consumption, just to make a comparison, Italy, I think is 20. Quant'è per Paolo Italia ora consumo l'anno? Parecchio che non
si dice. No, no, it's around 40.
40, no, meno mi sembra.
I costati 80.
So, ok. This is Toriters, and the main of the wine is consumed in Slovenia itself, because this is the consumption, this is the production. So Slovenia has had to import some wine, and the export in this moment is important, but it's not the majority because it's a strong inner market. 70% is white wine, of which 58% is DOC. AOC, I don't know the exact number of the here. This is the production of domestic use and the consumer of the white. This is the same data before about Slovenia. This is the DOC, our same wines, varietal, they don't cover a lot, and this 50% is the most usually the precious wine. The export of the 2020, so I don't have the last year, but the main market for Slovenia wine, the total overall is 17 million of dollars. The main destination is United States, Netherlands, Italy, Croatia and Austria. Italy, of course, is worth quasi like United States, so of course it's a big market for I don't know if we're looking from some stats like this. So you know that United States, Netherlands and Italy, then Croatia, of course, Bosnia and Austria, all of which Austria and Croatia were historical market, and the other are all new market that will be built in the last year. And the most interesting is the Netherlands, that is the most faster and developing, Slovakia and Austria. Of this market, of course, I think the United States and Italy are most important, because Netherlands is not a market of high price. It's a price like is a market like Germany. So value for money and typical average people from that. My wife is from Netherlands, so I know that they don't want to spend a lot of money on food and wine. It has to be good, it has to be good wine, it doesn't have to be the best one. Italy and United States, this is a sample in this moment, you have to some wine at a good price value for selling to Netherlands, but you have also to have a high price and value and storytelling wine for United States and Italy. There are two markets that look at the Slovenian with a premium. They don't look for cheap wine in Slovenia, but they want to wine with personality, wine with a good story, and that presents a lot of elements of originality compared to the Italian wine.
Probably Netherlands, because the owners of one of the largest Slovenian companies, Puglovec and friends, are related to the Netherlands. I think they have a company in the
probably.
Netherlands, pharmacy probably.
Yes.
And so they live in the Netherlands.
Ah, okay.
They manage the winery, which is in Jerusalem, which is a village close to the border with Austria. And I don't know how many bottles they make around the millions.
Can be almost a majority of
that. This is their market, the first market, then they export also in the UK.
UK, but the first market. But of course, it can be a good occasion. Okay, Netherlands, just like we said on e-commerce, no? If more and more Slovenian labels, even if only one winery, are seen in the Holland market, in another market, the average Holland can be, okay, in Slovenia they produce wine, oh, this kind of wine. So they start looking for others. So it's a good occasion, even for, since you had a big player that is active on the Netherlands markets, to invest in that market. But it's not a premium market. So it depends on the strategy of your winery. It depends on which wine you were selling. But remember, solely that it's not a good idea to focus only on one kind of wine. It's always to split the risk. A little bit of USA. The online, the growing is more than doubled in 2 years. And the pace is really high compared to the other growth channel. Wine grow better than the other grocery, and they were, if you put together grocery and marketplace, they are 4 times bigger, because 2 years at 200%, it means that it was worth $2.2 billion in 2018. Now it's worth $6 billion. Really, really a lot of online sales in United States. Of course, it's not. We are not talking about only wine. When we talk about alcohol, there is a lot of beer. There is a lot of spirits. 1/3 of the wine, I mean, spirits, more concentrated. Also, the wine. Interesting that online American buy more wine than beer, of course, because the beer that they take from the retailer near their house, and the wine they try to buy wine. This is more interesting. Italy, okay, red wine. If you're looking at the searches, 50% of the total wine are red. White, the half of the interest for the white wines. This is not a good for Slovenia, that mainly focuses on white wines. Even less good news for China, that where red wines cover 90%. So Slovenia had to be choose carefully in which county can be have a huge appeal for the white wines. But okay. They are growing, the white wines. The most interesting at this moment is the rosé wine. This is really exploding also in Italy, not only in Italy. And of course Prosecco, but you know the Prosecco, it grows, everything that happens, Prosecco doesn't care, it continues to grow. And talking about your generation, if you're looking at the they look more than double the time online searching about wine. So really, Gen Z is starting to enter in the wine world, and will be the most important thing the next year. This is, of course, for you is better, because when you, every time you talk, if you look at the people that are following you on the Instagram, you will see that there are people mainly about your age. So if you are working in this sector now, you will, it's easy to intercept these new drinkers. In Italy, online commerce works, but only 25-27% of wine drinkers make one list online purchase of wine. In the UK, in USA, there are more. But also the online wine market in Italy was really little and was doubled during the pandemic, and now it was 200 million euros. That is really not, it's like 1-2% of overall wine sales. So it's important, but it's still a minority. In this moment, no one of the average seller of wine in Italy online is making a huge profit. They are losing money and money. We will see in the next slide. If we look at what Italian look on the website when looking at the wine, if we look just at the names, the most searched is Tignanello, you know, the Sangiovese Cabernet from Antinori, Bruciato still from Antinori but from Bolgheri, and then Bolgheri, Sassicaia. They are more or less the same, I would say, of Vivino, no? They are the most searched and the most wanted. For that, imagine 90 euros, Bruciato sells for 20, Sassicaia 350. The white, Lugana Califrati, Lugana is a white romantic wine from Lago di Garda. Cervano della Sala, again from Antinori, is from Umbria, is a Chardonnay and Grechetto aged in wood. Vermentino is a white wine, very light and simple, is only by Argeras. And the Rosé, here is again Antinori with Calafuria Tormaresca, is a brand of Puglia, but still owned by Antinori. See, amongst every market, Antinori is one of the most successful stories, but it's a Florentine seller. The more traditional you can think, but they invested a lot of online market, and now is they got a lot of result. These are the most important online site in Italy: vinocom.com, Colmiwine, ExtraWine, and Tannico. Tannico was recently bought by LVMH, by Louis Vuitton Moët Hennessy, was bought by Campari, and then LVMH entered as a share. And these are the numbers in million euros. All of them had a really big increase in money that they are making this year. And all of them, their numbers staying for Numeri del Vino, the same. Is the same website. We see if you want to have numbers, it's always the best place. You see that they always work in, they don't make money. There's a huge loss of money, investment, of course, less and less, but for 6 years, they need money to go on. So they lose money every year, and a lot of money. Yeah, we are talking about a million of debts every year. This is vino.com. They are not working with Slovenian wine. They are not present here, but they say, okay, usually they send me this because they are working also outside Italy. for the moment Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, and France. When they choose some, I ask, but why don't I have Slovenian wine? They say usually we look on Google, Vivino Wine Searcher, to see which are the county and the wine that are most searched. Then we decide what we can buy. We pick two or three winery. We see how much they sell. We verify the commercial terms, and then, we start with the brand, winery they are already brand, and then all have good prices. They make the example of Romania, because they work a lot with Romania, mainly because of the price, because the price are really low, and so they can import and send to Italian. Otherwise, you have to invest in your brand to be known by vino.com. Outside Italy, they make 30% of their market. Then I want to have a look of. Because Tannico was very interested in talking to you, so they sent me three. Okay, Tannico, or my Tannico Group, they are the leading online shop in Italy and France. That was the revenues of that we now the which you say that we left them with 30 million, now they are 80 million euros, so every year they are doubling their position. Because why is present in France? Because they bought Vente à la Propriété. Vente à la Propriété is a marketplace really interesting, because it is a business to consumer. Cioè, he buys from the winery and he sells to the consumer in a subscription way. So the people can receive every week or every month opportunity of buying some wine from new wineries. So it's a subscription model, and they. When I before we met that it's a good idea to run your own shop of wine, and if you are good enough in making a lot of customers, you don't have to sell wine for all your life. You have to only to meet Tannico or some other and sell your shop to them. So Tannico will be very happy to buy not the warehouse of Vente à la Propriété, but 600,000 registered users. So. That's why Tannico bought from Vente à la Propriété. Oh, not the wine, not the warehouse, but the users, registered users. So, if you start selling your wine now, not your wine, so if you start your little shop of wine now, probably in 2-3 years you will have not 600,000, but let's say 10,000 registered users can be sold to a major online player in Slovenia or Europe, even to Tannico. If there will be in Slovenia a good player of selling wine in Slovenia, Tannico sooner or later will be interested in buying, like Amazon, like Google, all of these giants work in the same way. I say Campari Group and Moët Chandon, LVMH has entered. They have 2 million users, so 2 million people that go to Tannico site, and they shipped 6 million bottles in 80 countries, so 300 customers. So you see that in Italy they have 300,000 and they bought 600, so they have 1 million registered users with this acquisition.
We don't know if they ship to Slovenia or.
No, until now they don't ship to Slovenia, but they have Slovenian wine. Cioè, they sell Slovenian wine for all Europe.
Okay.
Until now they don't ship here, but they buy a lot of Slovenian wine. They don't only make This is Tattico, okay, it's a website where you can find wine. But they also have, they manage the possibility to buy and premier wine from Bordeaux and other prestigious estates in France. B2B, my restaurant, my retail shop, my supermarket can buy from Tattico. So I use Tattico like a distributor. So I don't buy directly from Movia, from Guerrilla. No, I buy Guerrilla, Moria from Tattico. So I use them, as you said before, no? Like a marketplace. But it's also a platform. So you can ask Tattico to make your e-commerce site. So he runs your shop, so use his platform, also Bodhisattva Teodoro Fugata, help you to send to the customers, direct to you. You will be sending direct to your customer using the technology of Tattico. So you have to pay a fee to Tattico, but you, like we say before, no, Shopify, this is the Shopify made for wine. It's really interesting if you want to use the technology for selling your wine. So you're not directly selling the wine to Tattico, and Tattico is not selling your wine to the people, but you together with Tattico is a little bit different. Tattico also has a wine bar, has a school, has a service of wine delivery, and he has a flying. Flying school is a school really masterclass, really very, you don't have to be trained to understand that is a course, and they also send you at home these little bottles, and you can with some videos, so you can make your own lesson at home. These are, it's like just like you say, the thing that you realize with your company, with your winery, but of course a modern platform of wine can make all of these, all of these is selling wine, but of course you see is easy commerce is not only commerce, because there's also physical store, delivery, school, physical school, online school, but all of them is part of nowadays e-commerce. This, okay, loro, they have big data, automation, uh, 11,000 different labels. They have people that help you to choose the wine. They, if you have on the website, there's a lot of video, professional made video that tells you about the wine. They are made, they produce a video, they produce a lot of everything you need to know about wine, they produce, B2B service. Ecco, this is what you get from Tattico. You can use Tattico forever, okay. Use Tattico with the newsletter, they make you social media promotion. You want to promote your wine on the internet, Tattico made this for you. You want to organize events with Tattico, they can make it. They can make your branded page dedicated to your winery. So all of this is what, of course, all of this brings some new sales from Tattico, but also for you. Of course, it's not for free. Eh? Of course, every branded pages cost you 1,000, 2,000 a month. But okay, if you make you sell 2,000 more bottles, probably worth to be tried. This is the, okay. On the turnover, the winery, Slovenian wines. Ecco, they started only one boutique winery. If you 0.3% of total foreign wines, this is not, we are talking about France, Germany, that are the majority. So 0.3% is not bad. Ecco, this is important. The average price of the Slovenian wines is 10% higher. So, Tattico is interesting, the premium wine for Slovenia, not the cheap wine from Slovenia. they're interested on so let's say white wines that cost between 10 and 20 to 25 euros, not the five to six range. And the wine and white in the moment they are interested, but okay, they are in this moment Carso, Friuli are very fashionable in Italy. Slovenia, they are compared to them, but the Italian ones get more interested. But of course, is one of the first, and they were happy to have Slovenian wines. And so can be, they say to me, can be space from some other. So if you want to be sold from Tannico or from in Italy, they are looking for, of course, they had to be special winery with interesting product. Not every wine did a good thing. Okay, Tannico, we see. So, some advice. We see a lot of opportunity. The future is bright, but how we can, what we can make. You have to imagine that in this moment, every minute, all of these things happen on the internet. Seeing YouTube, Facebook, people in 1 minute, 65,000 photos on the internet. So there's a lot of things that happen. Discord is a chat used for players for communicating each other while they're playing video games. Clubhouse, probably you know, is a sort of private radio. Snapchat, Amazon, Strava. Strava is an app for recording your trail, your run, your bicycling activity. Is a place where you can advertise, because when you're finished making your traveling, you finish making your call, you will be thirsty or you'll be hungry. Of course, people that localize probably near your shop or near your cellar. Instacart is one platform like Shopify. Venmo is a money sender, like money transfer. Slack is Office app, Zoom, Teams, Netflix. This is the world of what, but not everything that the people are doing this moment. But every slice of this picture is an opportunity for your wine or for your product to be seen. There is TikTok, that probably this moment is the most used, the most fast increase of. So you don't have to be everywhere here, okay? Of course, no one can be in any of these, but any of these can have some opportunity for your wine or for your good. A lot of these are directly, you can directly buy from these, but a lot of these serve, are useful for make your product known to the people. So remember that data never sleeps. This happens 24 hours a day in a world connected like us. So, okay, first don't panic, because this is the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. What can a winery do in this world? Remember every time that selling as wine is selling a brand with its consistency and originality. So you have to be, you have to know who you are. Who you are exactly, your winery, your shop, your cellar, your restaurant, your shop. Why I'm different from the others? Why people have to choose my service, my product, my wine, and not the other? I have to be consistent, so I have to repeat my performance year after year, visit after visit. In the world of wine, branding is not only storytelling, it's also storytelling, because of course we have to tell a story, we have to interact with the people that pass by. Remember that people want to drink usually something that is better than him. I will explain. I want to buy a wine that makes me better. I want to drink a wine that I feel, oh, I'm happy with this bottle because this bottle embodies the environment, the poetry of the land. So I drink this bottle and I feel more connected to the world, whatever. But really, people choose the wine because they want to show that they care about that the piece of land. Or a wine that's similar to them. If you are a maverick vineyard owner with all the bird, with all you dress yourself in a particular kind of way, okay, you can be a model. No, I want to buy wine because I want to be like you as a producer. Or probably easily, people want to drink wine that make them feel better. So also the natural wine, also the drinkability. You have a bad day at work, you are tired, you are lonely, you want just simply to feel better. So that's your brand, your wine, your winery should tell the people that you are actually making this work for him. These are some words this way that you have to think about the pillars of your communication in this moment. Whatever you do, not only wine, not only heritage 2.0, probably you are new family, new faces, but you have always old values, probably old vineyard, old vines, but important is that you don't forget about your past. Remember, and this is strange, that okay, you sell wine, but you always sell wine not to be drunk, not to be. Si fanno spendere qui? Vabbè, 5 minuti. Drink less, drink better can be a good payoff at this moment. Remember that the communication today is not only communication we can think normally, is more than an experience. You have to be think about a music, a podcast, a sound, everything is connected in the mind of your customer. You have to be multi-channel, omni-channel, as we say. So we have to be on e-commerce, we have to have our service of delivery, we have to be part of a community. The community of our customers can be filled with other contents. Rationalization for the wine is important, no? Trying not to be too complicated, too much information is not information. So, always try to be easy. Wine, sorry, I left this Italian because I say that the wine can be a social object. Wine is something that people meet together around the wine and they talk about the wine and they talk about themselves. Wine, when we look at it from place to process, no? Wine usually is open not alone, but with the people. Wine itself is in the center of the communication and it becomes a social object, something that people talk about. And nowadays, the wine, why we always say it's important, the label, because the people make a photo, they put this photo on the WhatsApp, they send to their friend. Four people, they are drinking the same bottle, are four photos on Instagram, are four posts on Facebook. And the more it's shareable, the more the better. The last hints.